The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Education without the Bible is useless. Those words were not spoken by a right-wing fundamentalist or what the media might call an ignorant backwoodsman. They were spoken by the man who was the father of America's original education method. That educational system brought the greatest amount of liberty to the greatest number of people of any in world history, in that it produced the greatest republic the world had ever known. And while in the last 100 years we've done much to destroy that republic, we still reap a number of the benefits of that system. We simply must restore the biblical wisdom concerning education, economy, and government in order that our children and grandchildren may have the opportunity to hear and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ as a way of life. The Bible says of itself, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Because the Bible was America's basic textbook in all fields, as Webster said, a nation developed from the Christian view of God and man. Since, as Jesus said, "the truth shall set you free," liberty grew in this nation. Liberty produced ingenuity, and when that ingenuity was coupled with a biblical work ethic, it produced the greatest economic engine ever known to man, and thus the world wanted to come here. We must regain the biblical understanding of America's founders in order to regain and steward that liberty which God once entrusted to us. Only then can we fulfill the original American vision of getting the gospel to the next generation, and they of getting it to the world. Noah Webster's teachings are some of the best to help us do this. For example, he stated, "Every civil government is based upon some religion or philosophy of life. Education in a nation will propagate the religion of that nation. In America," he said, "the foundational religion was Christianity, and it was sown in the hearts of Americans through the home and private and public schools for centuries. Our liberty, growth, and prosperity was the result of a biblical philosophy of life," he said. "Our continued freedom and success is dependent on our educating the youth of America in the principles of Christianity." He continued, "No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. When I speak of the Christian religion as the basis of government," he said, "I mean the primitive Christianity in its simplicity as taught by Christ and his apostles, consisting of a belief in the being, perfections, and government of God, in the revelation of His will to men as their supreme rule of action, in man's accountability to God for his conduct in this life, and in the indispensable obligation of all men to yield entire obedience to God's commands in the moral law and the gospel." Noah Webster's words point out to us also how to fix our present backsliding as a people. He states, quote, "The Bible is the chief moral cause of all that is good and the best corrector of all that is evil in human society. It's the best book for regulating the secular concerns of men," he said. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.